Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming in if your police comes in.
Thank you.
We thank you that you are Almighty God. You are the Holy God. You are the Almighty Father, and we rely upon you. Oh, Lord God, we refuse to rely upon our own understanding. We rely upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come before your holy presence to say thank you this morning. We call on your name, holy name, your mighty name. You are awesome and mighty. Oh, God, what a privilege it is to call on your name. What a privilege it is to say, Abba, Father. You woke us up again this morning. Lord, many people, there's no breath in their bodies. They're in the morgue this morning. But, Lord, because of you, because of your greatness, we're still alive. Yet, hallelujah, we're yet alive. We say thank you, oh, God. Thank you for your gracious mercy. Your mercies are brand new every day. We are depending upon you. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord, our Father, our King, our Lord, to forgive us every time we sinned against you, knowingly or unknowingly. Thank you for forgiving us, oh, God, for every error against you, forgiving us for sin, forgiving us for rebelled against you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, for sending Jesus, oh God, we thank you for removing every spot from our garment. Forgive us for stubborn disobedience, oh God. Oh God, help us to die to ourselves and to live for you. You are holy. Thank you, oh God, for giving us the courage to face the giants that come into our lives. Oh God, thank you for helping us to be strong and very courageous. And Lord, many times we're in the lion's den. But Lord, we thank you that you shut the mouths of the lions. Many times we're in the fiery furnace. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that not a hair on our head is singed because of you. You are surrounding us. Oh, God, you are, oh, God, an awesome, mighty God. We thank you, Lord God, for this third day of November 2018, that yet, Lord God, you are still on our side. You promise you would never leave us. You would never forsake us. You are not a man that you should lie. You are right on time. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for teaching our hands to war, our fingers to fight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that we're your end-time warriors. Use us as your weapons of war against the enemy. And, Lord, we thank you that the weapons of our war are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, we put you on notice. You have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war after the flesh, but we war after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, hailstones, of coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemies that are too strong for us, O God. Deliver us, O God, and bring us into a large place, Father God. Father, we are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we are anointed, and you give us great deliverance, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief in our lives. Lord, we are so grateful that we could say, Abba, and you heard before we called. We thank you this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we have overcome. We are overcomers. We are victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we put on our beautiful garments this morning. We put on our helmet of salvation. We put on our breastplate of righteousness. We thank you, Lord God, that our loins are girded about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and you are our rear guard in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Makash. What a great God you are. We call on your name this morning. Abba, we say you are mighty and great. You are high and holy. And so we are honoring you this morning. We are coming to give you glory. We come to give you praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. We are honoring senior citizens on Senior Citizen Day. We are grateful you joined us this morning. We have with us this morning Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise this morning and deliverance. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Karen. Right. Good morning,
Greta. Good morning.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. Okay. I did hear a great deal of it again. That's so good.
Amen. Thank you. Our prayers. The song says, did you stop to pray this morning? Did you spend one moment in prayer? You know, life is very, very brief. We didn't come down here to stay. God put a purpose in us. And James, the brother of Jesus, he said, whereas we know not what shall we be on tomorrow. We don't know what is life. It is even a vapor that appeared for a short time, and then it vanished away. Jesus had a very short life on this earth, 33 years. That's considered short in today because some of us live to be 90, 100, 100 and something. But we thank God. You know, Methuselah was the oldest man known. He lived to be 969 years old. Our Creator determines our birth and our death. He determines who our father, who our mother is, and he determines all of our family members. We have nothing to do with it. And you know what? He knows. He knows everything. God knows everything. And he give us longevity. You know, I want to tell you a story that God gave me this week. It's called Useless and Useful. It's a story about two elderly friends. They were both over 80 years old. They were on the helps committee at church. The helps committee leader made an announcement at the church that the helps committee would meet at 10 a.m. at the church on Saturdays to help feed the homeless. So Sister Useless said, "I don't feel like it." You know, every Saturday they would meet. She said, "I don't feel like it. I don't feel like feeding myself sometimes. My joints hurt, and I'm too old to feed anybody." So I need somebody to come cook for me so I can eat. I need somebody to clean my house, she said, to go to the grocery store to pick up my prescriptions. Sister Youthful said, there is a group at church called the Youth Inspiration Group. They help with whatever you need. We can sign up to receive help. They'll come to our home and help us. These young people from the Youth Inspiration Group have helped me several times. They pray with me. They clean my house. They take me to the store. They do all kinds of things. Sister Do-Good trained them to help. They're called the Youth Inspiration Group, and they go about doing good. Not only do they go in homes of the elderly, they go to the nursing home twice a month. And they sing to the elderly, and they pray for the elderly. I'm so glad to meet and to have godly young people who respect. They respect God. They fear God. They are youth who are dedicated to helping. They inspire me. I used to sit around looking at TV all day. My joints ached. I could hardly walk, and I was depressed. After the first time the Youth Inspiration Group came to visit me, I felt good, and I started helping myself and others. Thank you, Sister Useful. I am going to sign up to get help from the Youth Inspiration Group. I want God to use me as long as I live, even into my old, old age. So I thank God this morning that longevity is our portion. I speak over the elderly, that longevity is our portion. Health and wellness is our portion. The Lord said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper, be in health even as your soul prospers. Health of our bodies and our soul is our portion. Helpfulness is our portion. We will be able to move like never before. We'll be able to go to the churches and help. We'll be able to go to our neighbors and feed them. We'll be able to do all kinds of things. So I speak blessings over the elderly on Bible Storyland this morning. Well, it's praise time, and we're going to praise God like never before. I don't care if we're 9 years old or 90, we're going to praise him. Praise is comely for the upright. So let's give honor and praise due to his holy name. We have Pastor Donna on with us this morning. Let me see. I know I saw her number on here this morning, I thought. Pastor Donna, are you
yes,
there?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Right.
I'm here. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and you?
Great, doing great. Doing God is so good. Yesterday I had a chance to deliver the message at Church Women United service. We had Community Day, and Church Women United is all over the world. So yesterday was our service, and we just had a good time. We had a good service, and it was wonderful.
Amen. Thank God.
On last Sunday, our church went to Jackson, Tennessee. There were 27 of us from Macedonia, and I even had four members of my home church, Mount Moriah, who came. The first lady, Sister Fanny Cole, and she's been so sick. She had someone to drive her to Jackson, Tennessee, so she was there with me too. We had one of our friends from Nashville, two friends from Humboldt, Tennessee, and a friend from Brownsville, Tennessee. So we just had a good time on last Sunday.
Amen. Well, is it snowing in Boca today?
It's not. It's a little bit cool. It's in the 40s right now. It's a little cool, but no snow.
All right. Well, it is a nice chill in the air here in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm grateful for the weather God sent. So it's beautiful here. It's good sleeping weather, as they say.
All right. Well, we had terrible rain. We had rain on Wednesday and Thursday. We even had some flash flooding. It really rained here. But we're doing fine.
Amen. Well, what are you going to sing this time?
I'll sing Oh How I Love Jesus. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in mine ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how because he first loved me, it tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first, because
me.
Amen. First love does. So we know how to love, but God knows love. God is love. He loves his people. And he said, he commanded, he didn't request, he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. That's a big
right,
order.
Right, right.
Help
yes,
us do it alone. We cannot do it alone. Only God can help us do it. So I thank
God
that he helps us on a daily basis to do what needs to be done. He's a good God. Now, I want to make a request. Someone has a radio or TV on. I'm going to ask you to off or go in another room or just out on Bible Storyland. I thank you so much for doing that. All righty. Appreciate you. Love each one of you. Amen. Well, we got Jack Travis on this morning. From Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
How you doing?
Well, it's a good day. I'm doing okay. We just lost Miss Henry.
Oh my goodness! Yesterday?
Day before yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday, I'm getting my days mixed up.
Oh,
yeah. She was in hospice at St. Vincent's. That's why I called me yesterday when I was on the way to work. Well, I'll be going there next weekend.
Okay.
It could be everything to be today. They ain't blue and ain't little going to be flying in there because we're having Gloria baby shower.
Oh, my goodness.
But Ain't Elizabeth on the phone now. Ain't Elizabeth on the telephone now. But she's worse, and so am I. I've been, crying some. And, mother. But anyway, mother used to love to say, Langston Amelia, Mother Henry. A lot of people might have known as Dr. Henry, Reverend Henry, Mother Henry, Miss Henry. She was my buddy. She used to travel all over with me. I'm going to miss her so much. We love Miss Henry. But she was saying, Thanks for Millions. It was her favorite song. And she loved to hear. And she loved to hear me sing the Little Old Shack. I'm going to try to sing it a little bit. As I make my way back, I will see that little old church sitting by the red road track. Just a little shaggy old lady, just to say amazing grace. It's talking about a good time, oh, yeah. We used to have a good time. Somebody would pitch a tent in an open field. Folks would come from miles and miles, traveling over rocks and hills. It's just a little shabby open place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talk it about a good time. Oh, yeah, we used to have a good time. Amen. That was Miss Henry's song she loved to hear me sing. I'm going to miss Miss Henry.
Hello, church. I love
that. That was my 96-year-old buddy.
Yeah, how old was she?
96. She was 9. I think she was 96. Yeah, she had to have 96.
That'll be 96 Monday.
Oh, you will?
No. And you're going to be 96 Monday.
Say that again.
I'll let you know all the details. I said Aunt Elizabeth will be 96 Monday.
Oh, wow. Hey,
Carl and Lewis coming to Atlanta to spend Thanksgiving with us.
All right. All right. Thank the Lord.
I'll let you know the details. I'll let you know the details, Carissa, when I get there.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And Elizabeth's on with you.
Yeah, she's on.
Hey, Elizabeth, you going to sing for us today?
Who is this morning? I won't try this morning. I'll just pray for it. I can get my voice back.
All right.
It gets like that every day.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing. How you doing? This is Ludell.
Mother Ludell, you're 96?
Yes, ma'am, in 7 months.
Woo!
96 in 7 months.
And Elizabeth, how old are you?
Holy girl.
And Elizabeth, how old are you?
This is 95. This is 96 months.
Oh, okay.
November.
We got this on here today. We thank God for the young people. Well, we have Mother Ludell that's going to sing for us, and then Mother Fanny's going to sing for us as well. Mother Ludell, is it cold in Appleton, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am. I want to. This is a song. I want to dedicate to all the senior citizens and dedicate it back to me because we all are going through with this right now, and that is disability. Disability, keep on leaning. I got to move to a better home. Disability, keep on leaning. I got to move to a better home. Disobedient, keep on leaning. I just moved to a better home. Disobedient, keep on moving. I got to move to a better home. These old bones of mine keep on aching. I got to move to a better home. These old bones of mine keep on aching. I got to move to a better home. These old footsteps keep on shaking. Getting slower, I got to move to a better home. These old footsteps getting slower, I got to move to a better home. These old eyes of mine getting dimmer. I got to move to a better home. These old eyes of mine getting dimmer. I got to move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on bending. I got to move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on bending. I got to move to a better home. These old bones of mine keep on aching. I got to move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on bending. I got to move to a better home. Amen. That's all aching. That all happened to all of us right now.
Amen.
Thank you for that song. Yes, Lord. I thank the Lord. You know, he's a good God. He's an awesome king, a mighty father. And he loves us all, no matter what age we are. He already uh-huh. knows what happened to us, you know, before we were born. He knew
uh-huh.
what we would have to go through. So he didn't uh-huh. leave us alone. He's a great God. The song says, how great thou art.
Uh-huh.
He's a great God. We can't really have no human words to express how uh-huh. great he is.
Hmm.
Oh, how we're grateful for Jesus. Because Jesus walked the earth every day. He came in. He said, look, I'm not teaching you that old way. It's a new way and a new day now. All things
yes.
have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
New,
so
right.
The new, the new, the new. And now we're going to have Mother Fanny sing this morning. Good morning, Mother
uh-huh.
Fanny. How are you?
Good morning.
She's been waiting patiently a long time. She was patient with me this morning, thank God. Ludell, patient with me. I thank God for Karen and Christy. All, you know, all you guys are just so patient this morning. Well, I was trying to figure out what was wrong on Bible Storyland, but God is an on-time God. He shows me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mother Fanny, what are you going to sing this morning?
Walk with me, Lord.
Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. That's a good.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Was a wondrous is a journey, oh Lord. I want Jesus, I want Jesus, walk with me, walk with me, Lord, walk with me, walk with me, Lord, walk with me, while the wonders fill the journey, oh Lord, I want Jesus, I want Jesus, walk with me, walk with my mother, please walk with me, walk with my mother, please walk with me, while the wonders fill the journey. Oh, Lord, I want Jesus, I want Jesus to walk with me, to walk with my Father, please walk with me, to walk with my Father, please walk with me, while the Lord is here's the journey. Oh Lord, I want Jesus. I want Jesus. Come on and walk with me.
Amen. Amen.
I thank God for the Bible duet this morning. We got a duet going between Mother Fanny and Ludell. We thank God. You know, we want God to walk with us. If he don't walk with us, we fall into a ditch. We're going to be lost.
That's right.
We're going to go down instead of up. Well, we want to go up. We want to go up with our Lord. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one day, that little old church that we used to go to, we ain't going to see that church no more. Nope.
Yeah.
The Lord going to walk with us, talk with us, and take us up.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. And you know the old building that we're in now? We ain't going to see that building no more.
No, no.
You know, we're going to see that building not made with hands.
My Lord.
Eternal into heaven. That building don't have no aches, no pain, no complaints. It's the first house.
No way.
Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. We thank God for the love of God. Hallelujah. We got to spread his love abroad. Everywhere we go, we got to tell about Jesus, the love of Jesus.
Yes.
And you know what? We love to praise God, but we need the W-O-R-D, the Bible, the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Keep us on track. You know, if not, we're going to slip into the mud.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be slipping right into the mud.
Mm-hmm.
We need the word to guide us, to perfect us, for the work of the ministry to edify us, till we all come in unity. You know, sometimes we ain't in unity in the body of Christ.
Right.
Some people are prejudiced. They go like, oh, no, that group of people, they not going to be saved. We're the only people going to be saved. That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. I got people all over the world. I met one yesterday. I met a woman of God yesterday from another country, Ireland or somewhere, another country. And it was a God hookup. So I thank God for what he's doing, you know. Oh, my God, we got to come into unity together.
Right.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God, what can we do without God? We can't do nothing without Jesus.
Mm-mm.
People say, oh, I know God, but Jesus, I don't know. He said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father.
Oh, yeah.
So I thank God this morning that our speaker is a great, mighty man of God from Jacksonville, Florida. He has the word in his heart, written on the tables of his heart. He knows the word. And he's no stranger to Bible Storyland. He's a dynamic speaker, a mighty man of God. He's the pastor of Children Born in Christ Ministry. He's been patiently waiting this morning to bring forth the word. So good morning, Pastor Johnny McCray. How are you this morning?
Good morning, good morning. I'm doing pretty well this morning. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And truly, I am rejoicing today. Amen. Thank you, Sister G.
Amen.
I am so glad to be a part of Bible Storyland family. Amen. I was listening to the ladies, especially Sister Fanny and Sister Ludell. They were singing their songs. I like their duet. Amen. God is just good this morning.
Yes, he is.
He is just so good this morning. I was listening at Pastor as she was speaking about what the ladies was doing, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world. Amen. And how God is expanding and increasing their ministry. And we just pray that God continue to expand and increase the ministry. For the word of God needs to get all over this world because there's a great need for the word of the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. And someone who the Lord called home, amen, we know that God is going to call us all home one day.
Amen.
And I know we're supposed to rejoice, but sometimes it's hard to rejoice when a loved one goes on. But we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank him for the time that was given. Amen. Our prayers is continually for the families. Amen. And we just thank God for God being God today. Amen. We thank God for everything and for all the praises that has went up, all the song. Amen. And the worship. Amen. And we just thank God for each other. Amen. I say we thank God for each other because we can't run this race alone. Amen. Help me, Lord Jesus. We have to be reminded constantly how much we need each other. Amen. Amen. We should always have eyes. The Bible said that the eyes of the Lord is in all places. Amen. So God is watching us all the time. And those that is in our circle, we should always keep our eyes open so we can consult the Lord on their behalf, for their favor, amen, for their deliverance, for their healing, amen, for their comfort, for their contentment, amen. We should always be supportive of one another, amen, for that's why Jesus came and he gave up his life, amen, so that we could have the power and authority and the anointing of Almighty God. Amen, that he blew his spirit in us and filled us with that power that we can be supportive of one another. Amen, that we can love and comfort one another. Amen, and so that we won't fall. Amen, we may stumble, but the Bible said we will stumble, but we won't fall. And The reason that we won't fall is because you caught me. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. If it wasn't for you, if you hadn't caught me, I would have fell flat on my face.
Shall
but because of the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, amen, that dwells in you, amen, you reached out and you gave me a helping hand, amen. I thank God for us who are elders and seniors. We know now, amen, we know now the importance of praying for one another, supporting one another, standing in the gap for one another, and being a comfort for one another. Amen. To give a kind word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. So we thank Jesus this morning. We thank God for sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Into this wretched world. Amen. To pay the wages for our sins. Amen. So when we meet with him again, amen, we'll meet on good terms. Am I talking to anybody this morning? Amen. For truly, the Lord Jesus is good. And Father, we just bless your name this morning. We thank you for another day of life. And we thank you for giving us strength. We thank you for, amen, the love and the charity that you have poured upon us. Amen. We thank you for the one that you put in our lives. Amen. That we have someone to love and have someone to love us back. And God, we just thank you, amen, that you loved us so much that you sent your son Jesus to make a way for us. Amen. When we was in the dark, you came and cut the light on in our lives. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. So, Lord, we thank you this morning as we come to honor you, to praise you. Amen. To give you glory. Amen. Amen. To lift up your holy name this morning. Amen. Because there's no name above the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And there's power in his holy name. Amen. And we just want to recognize God this morning. God is a sovereign God. There's no one that is higher than him. Amen. There's no one else that deserves the hallelujah praise. Amen. So we give him the highest praise this morning. Amen. We just want to we exalt you this morning, God. We lift you up on high. Amen. We put you first in our life, God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's nothing so important that we will put it before you. Amen. We will bow down to no other God. We will bow down to no other thing. We will bow down to nothing. We don't serve the images anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we are not. We serve the living God. Amen. And it's a privilege and an honor, God, that we are part of the fold. Amen. That you brought us in out of the darkness into your marvelous light. And God, we want to thank you this morning. Amen. God, we want to say we appreciate you this morning. Amen. We say you are sovereign, you're holy, you're righteous, you're just. Amen. You are called marvelous. Amen. You are counselor. Amen. You are supreme. You are everything this morning, God. Amen. God, we just thank you for life this morning and health. We thank you for strength this morning. We thank you for soundness of mind this morning. We thank you, God, for giving us the spirit of contentment. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are okay no matter what the situation may be in our life. God, we lift up your name on high.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we come before you this morning to tell you, Lord God, that we love you this morning, God. We adore you this morning, God. Oh, we lift up your magnificent name. But for he that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we come to call on your name. Help me, Holy Ghost. We come to call on your holy name this morning, God. Have thine own way this morning, God. Oh, God, we submit ourselves to you this morning, God. Amen. We put everything to the side this morning. We put all our cares to the side this morning. We put all our concerns to the side this morning. We put our aches to the side, our pains to the side this morning, God. Our concerns to the side this morning, God. Our
troubles, our trials, our tribulations. We put them to the side this morning, and we bow down at your feet, God. We lift up our eyes into the hills for which coming by help. But we have learned, and we are sure now that our help coming from the Lord who created the heaven and the earth. And God, we magnify your name this morning. God, pour out thine spirit upon us this morning. Fill us up, God, with your spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, fill us up with your power and your anointing, God. Fill us up with your love this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. As Isaiah said, hey, God, said the spirit of the sovereign God is upon me. Amen. Because the Lord has appointed me to bring good news to those that are in need this morning, God. Oh, Lord God, we need to put all our concerns to the side this morning, God, so that we can spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody needs to know that the Lord loves them no matter what they have done. Somebody needs to know that we are the one to tell them, God. It's the elders of the church. It's the elders of the kingdom of God. It's us seniors that we're going to tell them how much Jesus loved them, and he will accept them just as they are. Come on in with your filthy rags. Come on in with your sins. Come on in with whatever state you're in. Come on in. It is not about the clothes. It's about the heart. It's about the disposition. It's about the lifestyle. It don't matter what style you got. God is there for you.
Yes,
help me, Lord God. Not. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to magnify you this morning. Amen. We come to lift you up this morning. We come to tell you thank you this morning for you have been good. Oh, but you've been mighty good. God, we thank you this morning, God. Have thine own way, God, and we will remember to give you praise every morning, God. We remember to lift up your name on high, God. God, use us according to your will and your purpose, God. Let us know that we're still here, God. Somebody got to turn the ashes to joy. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, somebody got to turn things around, God. Somebody got to know the way, God. And God, because you left us here for such a long time, amen, we've been here long enough now that we see the magnificent plan of your hand. God, we understand your strategy now. We know that love never fails, God. Hey, God, and we know that your word is true. God, and we know that you are God that's full of love and compassion. We understand your grace and your mercy. We understand your loving kindnesses. Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because we understand we're going to tell them who feel like their life is full of ashes, that they can find joy in Jesus. God, amen, God, for those that mourn. God, we find out that this is a time that if they just come on up to the Lord, we come to compel them in. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
It don't matter if I'm on my walker. It don't matter if I'm on my cane. It don't matter if I'm in my wheelchair. It don't matter where I am. If you stand and sit before me, I'm going to tell you about the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you how much he loves you. I will not forget what he's done for me. I'm going to tell my testimony of what the Holy Ghost is and how powerful it is. I'm going to tell you about the forgiving heart of all
God.
He's not a God that he's so high that he won't come and sit with you. And you know, they got mad with Jesus because Jesus stayed with the sinners and the publicans. But Jesus said, those are the ones that I come to save. Hallelujah. I'm so glad at one time I was a sinner. Maybe a publican, but God came by. Oh, he washed me in his blood. I think God came by. And he sheltered me, sheltered me. He filled me with his love. It was God that came by. Amen. The spirit that dwells within us. It was God that came by. And he lifted me up out of the miry clay. He lifted me up out of the muck. He lifted us up
We come to lift them up. We come to tell you thank you this morning, God.
Thank you
for all the years that you've given us. It was a time when they said we wouldn't live to get this long. We wouldn't live to get that long. It was a time in our lives that we can remember and reflect back when the world gave up on us. But God, you stuck with us. You said you'll never leave us, and nor would you ever forsake us. And you've been with us through all these years. Here we come now. This morning, God, we come to return the favor. We come to return that which you have given us to us. We're going to be like Hannah. We're not going to keep it to ourselves. We're going to give it to someone else. We're going to give it back to the Lord God Almighty. God, we're going to tell the sinner. We're going to tell the lost. We're going to tell those that are confused about Jesus Christ, who is their Lord and Savior, about Jesus Christ, who got it all lifted up wide open. We're going to remove all the strife, all the hatred, and everything from our own heart, so God can continue to use us. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, Lord, we love the Lord today.
Yes.
The message is very simple. The message is very clear. God, in the name of Jesus, God said, how can you love me? Who you have never seen. You can't love those that you look at every day. How do you love them? You got to give them bread when they give you a stone. Hallelujah.
Yes,
no. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh, yes, and I got to remember that God sent me. Oh, he sent us out. He sent you. He said, I sent you out. Hey. Amen. You was appointed by God to give the good news. Shouldn't be no bad news in our mouth. No bad mess. Shouldn't there be no negativity on our tongue. There should be no thoughts of negativity in our heart. All this should, by this time, after all these years, after such a long period of time, we should have already learned, being filled by the Spirit of the magnificent God. Amen. That Jesus is Jesus and he is Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is God. Hey, yes, Lord. By this time, right by now, we should be able to figure this thing out. Because the Spirit of the living God, the one we call the Holy Spirit, some call him the Holy Ghost. He said, I will teach you all things. And if the word of God is true, because there's no lie in the word, by now we should already know with certainty and for sure that God
will do exactly what he says. Hallelujah. And somebody need to hear it. I'm trying to tell you, church. I'm trying to tell you, God is sitting on his throne. And he said, I still need you. I still need your tongue. I still need you to speak the words. I still need you to open up your mouth. That's what God said. God said, I still need you, Sister Fanny, to tell somebody in your life that God is still God. God said, Sister Ludell, I need you to open up your mouth and tell somebody in your atmosphere that Jesus is still a healer, that Jesus is still a deliverer, that Jesus is still doing what Jesus did when he first came, when he was in ministry for 3.5 years. He's still giving sight to the blind.
Yes.
He's still making the people get up and walk. He's still giving strength to the weak. Jesus is still doing what he's been doing. He ain't stopped yet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
We curse every spirit of doubt this morning. We're cursing every worry and spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
We cut every spirit of doubt this morning, every spirit of fear this morning. We cut it to the root this morning, and we loose the almighty power of God. We loose the love of God. We loose the sound mindedness of God. We loose the stability of God. We loose the assurance of God. We loose the faith in God. We loose it right now. Amen. We loose your tongue this morning that we can tell that boy, you don't have to live like that anymore. God is calling you by your name. We loose the prophetic mount over your life. We loose it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I can't make day. I mean, I can run like you ran. I mean, I can jump like you jump. But I still got a mouth. I can still tell you about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I can still tell you that God is still a forgiving God. I can still tell you you need to forgive your daddy because he wasn't in your life. I can still tell you you can forgive your mother because you couldn't come through. I can still tell you that that's because you was a child that went into foster care, that God still loves you, and he's still right there for you. If you just put your trust in him,
everything will be all right.
Oh,
because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Because the Lord has appointed us to bring good news to the poor. He sent us to comfort the brokenhearted, pronounce the captives to be released and prisoners to be freed. I'm trying to tell you it's time to free our people. I mean, you got to do it. You got to do it. You can't be like the people that got a voter card, but they won't go vote. You can't have the power of God in you. They say, well, I can't do this, and I can't do that. I can't say this, and I can't say that. I'm scared to do this, and I'm scared to do that. God says, speak. Open your mouth, and I speak for you. You can, be like Moses. You can tell the Lord, he said, well, I tell you what, if you just go, I'll send somebody to speak for you. But before Aaron could speak, Moses was opening up his mouth, and God was speaking through him. He was speaking with power and authority. I come by to tell you this morning,
they're waiting on you to hear. They're waiting on you to hear. Lord, we bless our story land this morning. And the mountain of your word goes throughout the whole land. Amen. That those that are touched, amen, that they'll reach the nation. The word will be spread through Bible Story Land all over the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Hello. That these sisters and these brothers that you have that come together in unity and spirit. Amen. And they'll go back. And they'll be from the strength that God give us this morning. We'll go out and tell them, don't worry. Don't be dismayed. God says he still loves you. God is still right there for you. He said healing is on your table today. Blessings is on your table today. Renewal is on your table today. Rebirth is on your table today. Restoration is on your table today. We just got to open up our mouths and speak. Bible Story Land, Senior Citizens Day. We got to open our mouth and say what the word of God says, and the truth of God's word will manifest itself in someone's life. My mama, when she spoke over my life, if I can reflect back for a moment, she said she called on Jesus over my life. She called on Jesus, but God took her away from here before she could see the revelation, before she could see the healing, before she could see salvation come in. But nevertheless, what she had spoke came to pass. Nevertheless, what she said God would do, he did it. Nevertheless,
she spoke it.
Hallelujah. Don't you just love the Lord today? I said, don't you just love the Lord today? Oh, we ought to give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we thank you for a name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. We can't let the name get away. We're calling every name, but we need to call on Jesus. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise
somebody need to speak over their own body. Somebody need to speak over their own health. Somebody need to speak over their own situation. Somebody need to speak over their own unforgiveness. Somebody need to speak. Somebody need to just open their mouth and say, Lord, I believe in you. Somebody need to open up their mouth and say, Lord, I trust you. So I speak them against my own body. I speak good health over my body. I speak joy in my life. I speak peace in my life. I speak contentment in my life. Lord God Almighty, there's no one like you in all the earth. I believe in your word, and your word is true. You're the God that cannot lie. You're the God that created the heaven and earth. And Lord God Almighty, I speak this now. You say if I open up my mouth and I just speak the word, you bring it to pass. So I speak blessings over my children. I speak blessings over my grandchildren. I speak blessings over every generation that comes by from my goings. I speak it now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against your Satan. The blood of Jesus against your imps. The blood of Jesus is against your strategy. The blood of Jesus against your plot. The blood of Jesus against your scheme. The blood of Jesus. You cannot have my family. You cannot have my children. You can't have my brother. You can't have my sister. You can't have my cousins. You can't have them. Because God said, if I commit my whole life, you'll save my family. And I trust God that his word will not lie. He said, if I speak it, my word will not return void. But in due season, in due time, it's going to manifest itself. I may not be here to see it, but they shall be saved. I may not be here to see it, but salvation shall set in. I may not be here to see it, but they shall be converted. Why? Because God said it. Somebody help me. Say, God said it. I say, God said it. And when God said it, it will be so. When God says it, it will come to pass. When God said it, you can trust in his word. Whatever God says will come to pass. Whatever God says will happen. I don't trust what man say, but I believe with my whole heart, my whole mind, and my whole soul that whatever God say will come to pass. Call on the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Call on him. Call on him while you're near. Que te demo santa, sin de rosa, que te demo santa, ese que te demo santa, que yo yaba, que te oba, que te oba, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, there's power in his name. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Matter of fact, the Spirit of the Lord is in me. The Spirit of the living God is in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I still got purpose. Yay! Hallelujah. Somebody's waiting to hear. Speak. Yeah. Loose that tongue. Speak. Hallelujah. Nine times God said in Genesis 1, and everything that was created, nine times he spoke. Nine times he opened up his mouth. And look what we got. Wonder what you'll get if you open up your mouth. And the Lord God said, you are healed. The Lord God said, you are set free. The Lord God said, you will not go back to prison. The Lord God said, you get up off of that bed. The Lord God said, oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
we curse every sorcery spirit, every witchcraft spirit. Have thine own way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Have your way.
We give
Lord.
You the honor.
Give you the honor.
We accept your blessing. We accept your blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know you heard their supplications. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. And I know you're going to answer them because
yes.
you're the on-time God. Hallelujah. Just increase our faith, Lord. Hallelujah. Increase our faith. Because you
yes,
say sometimes you say we got to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then you emphasize it. You say wait. But then
wait.
You say wait, I say.
Mm-hmm.
somebody been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to keep waiting all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You say wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's
yes.
the on-time God. Yes, sir. He's the on-time
mm-hmm.
God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we bless the Lord this morning. Yes, Lord, we thank you for his praise. We thank you for
yes.
the glory. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for those that call on the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank you for his word, which we're not returning void. We thank you
oh,
for
Lord.
The opportunity to spread the word of God on this in Bible story land. Amen. That they would increase and continue to grow and continue to prosper. Hallelujah. Continue
yes,
to reach
Lord.
Those souls. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, for it's a good work. Amen.
Yes.
It's a good work. It's a good work. Have thine own way, Lord. It's a good work. In the name of Jesus, touch your minister. That's over Bible story line. Pour out thine spirit. Increase the faith. Increase, God. In the name of Jesus, turn them to put that joy in our heart. And yes, that contentment. Continue to keep us hands strong. Continue to heal our body. Continue to keep us strong in every capacity. That you continue to do that good work. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we bless your name this morning. We thank you
yes.
for Jesus Christ who gave his life that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And God,
yes.
and continue to keep us in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise
Glory
the Lord.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a
mighty
God
we serve.
Amen. We
Amen.
Thank God from Pastor McCray this morning on Bible Storyland. What a word. What a word.
Yes,
Lord.
How can we say we love, you know, God? We've never seen God. And then
never.
People walk by us every day. We say, we don't like him. We don't like her. We don't
uh-huh.
love
that's
him. The Bible says we're lying. So I thank God for that message that Pastor McCray brought this morning. We need that.
Uh-huh.
You know, 1 Corinthians 13 is considered the chapter on love. It says, though we speak with the tongues of men and angels, don't have love, we become like loud things, just
yes.
loud noise. And though we have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge,
mm-hmm.
though we have the faith so that we can move mountains, and we don't have love, that's nothing. Love.
Love.
Long. Love is kind.
Mm-hmm. Love and kind.
Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Love seeketh not her own, and is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never fails. It
no.
says, but the greatest of these, the greatest of these three things, faith, hope, love. Love is the greatest of these things. So I thank God for the message this morning. He said,
yeah.
no, Satan, you can't have our family. Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
You can't have them.
Mm-hmm.
They all belong to God.
That's right.
Power in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for that message
mm-hmm.
this morning. We have another senior citizen on with us this morning that joined us, Mother Hall from Jacksonville, Florida, and her daughter, Nellie. We're so grateful you all joined us this morning. We thank God for you all this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask Pastor Donna Hawkins, can you pray for Pastor McCray this morning?
You leave it right there. Don't do nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging that you are God and beside thee there is none other. Father, we do come thanking you, Lord, for the word that Pastor McCray delivered on this morning, Lord. Lord, we are praying that your words will not only touch our ears, but touch our hearts, Lord, that we won't be just hearers of your word, but we'll be doers, Lord. Lord, we thank you for that powerful message, life-changing message, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Pastor McCray. Lord, we ask you to bless him in a mighty way. Bless, Lord, everything that he sets his hands to do, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you would keep him in your care, Lord. Keep him covered by your blood, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful for the message on today, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful. We know that what comes from the heart reaches the heart, Lord. And, Lord, we know that that was a word from you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Pastor McCray. Continue to strengthen him, to keep him, Lord. Lord, we thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, we couldn't thank you enough for all that our ears heard on this morning. Lord, Lord, we could feel you moving on the main altars of our heart. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you for that powerful word, Lord. Lord, continue to bless him. Continue to keep him, Lord. Continue to help him, Lord. Stay on the battlefield, spreading your word, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful this morning. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Donna Hawkins, for that prayer for Pastor McCray. I thank God for each one of you. Each one of you are a blessing to Bible Story Land. And you know what? The Bible says that salvation is a gift. Salvation is a gift. God sent Jesus, the gift, so that we could be saved, so that, you know, we all came down here temporarily, but we all got to be saved. We all got to live right. We all got to, you know, give honor unto God.
Oh, yes.
So salvation is that gift. But let me tell you something. We can't go backwards. We can't slide in the muck and the mire and expect to go to God. I hear people say, oh, yeah, but Jesus going to save everybody, no matter what they did. But, yes, you know what? He said he is not going to save us if we do not give our lives to him and live according to his plan. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I don't believe that. Everybody's going to be saved no matter what you did. You don't have to repent. Oh, no, you got to repent. You got to repent. Repent means change, turn around.
That's right.
To God. So you don't get fooled now. Don't get fooled just because those who live right and those who don't live right now, you ain't in the same category. No, I'm sorry. No, God separated. He said he loved those who love him. So we got to come to God. We got to repent. We can't backslide. And it's prayer time. So I'm going to ask Pastor McCray. I believe he's still on here. Pastor McCray, y'all see his number. Can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins? The Bible says effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Now, you know if you ain't doing effectual fervent prayers and you ain't righteous, your prayers don't get answers. He said he winked at Ignis once, but he's calling everybody to repent right now and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So, Pastor, pray, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins? Are you there, Pastor McCray? He may have gone back to work. So, all right. Well, Pastor Mother Fanny, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins?
Yes. Oh God, I pray you look down on Pastor Donna Hawkins. Look down on her, Lord. Strengthen her. Lead her. Guide her. Keep your hands around her. Protect her from any hurt or all my danger. Have mercy upon her, Lord. Give her the strength, the courage to keep on holding on to your unchanged hand. We know you will fix it. We know you will make a way out of no way for her. You know what she goes with, what she going through with. No one can fix it but you. You have the power to do whatever needs to be done for her and her whole time family. Look down on them, Lord. Have mercy upon them. Bless them day in and day out. Keep them, Lord, close to you, Jesus. Have mercy, God, that you will do whatever needs to be done for them, all of their family, their children, their grandchildren, Lord. Have mercy, God, that you will do whatever needs to be done. It's all in your hand, Heavenly Father. And I just pray, God, that you will hold them in your hand. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Donna, can you pray for your cousin Jackson Travis? Oh, mention Mother Henry's family in her loss, and you know, pray for her husband, children, the whole family.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, it's me again, calling on your holy name. Lord, before I ask for anything, Lord, I do thank you for what you've already done. I thank you for my cousin Jackie, Lynn, Jackson, Travis, Lord. I thank you for her life, Lord. Lord, I thank you for her daughters, Davida and Janae. I thank you for her husband, William Bobo Travis, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you that Jackie has a heart of gold. I thank you, Lord, that Jackie loves senior citizens, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that she gives her all in all to them, to their well-being, Lord. Lord, you know about the relationship that Jackie still has with Mother Henry, Lord. They were more than friends, Lord. They were closer than that, Lord. Mother Henry was a mentor to Jackie, Lord, and we thank you for that. Right now, Lord, we thank you for the life of Mother Henry, Lord. We thank you for those that she touched. We thank you, Lord, that you put a word in her, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you that she was not ashamed to stand on the wall to declare that there is a reality in serving you. So right now, Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on Mother Henry's family, Lord. Lord, give them understanding at this time, Lord. Lord, we don't come here to stay. We are just passing through, pilgrims passing through, Lord. But, Lord, I thank you that Mother Henry was able to touch so many lives while she was here. I thank you, Lord, for all the years that you gave to Mother Henry. And, Lord, I thank you that Mother Henry made a difference in the life of my cousin Jackie. So right now, Lord, I just ask that you would bless the family. Keep the family in your care, Lord. Lord, we know that you are a comforter, Lord. And we thank you for the comfort that you give. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much for what you have done, for what you're doing right now, Lord, and for what you're going to do. So continue to bless the precious Henry family. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Mother Fanny, can you pray for Mother Ludell?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, Heavenly Father, look down on Mother Ludell. Have mercy upon the Lord. Give her the strength. Give her the courage to keep holding on to your unchained hand. Lord, I know that you can. I know that you will. You have the power to do whatever needs to be done in her life, for her life, in the name of Jesus. Bless her family, Lord. Each and every one in her family, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord. Do whatever needs to be done in their family. You know that they need you, Lord. Have mercy, God, that you will be with them, that you will lead them and guide them, that you will talk to them, that you will give them understanding, you will give them a peace of mind. You'll put joy in their heart. You'll put love around them. Keep them covered in your precious blood. Bless them, Jesus, going out and coming in. Protect them from any hurt, harm, or trouble. Try to come against them, Lord. Let them give you the praise and the glory that you deserve each and every day. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Is there anyone else who needs prayer? Press 1. Anyone else who needs to be closing out? Ask Pastor Don if you could pray for Mother Fanny this morning. I appreciate it. And then we're going to be closing out. We will be on next Saturday, Family Day. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, I bow, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see one more day. Now, yes. Lord, I ask a special blessing on Sister Fanny. She's so faithful, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for the beautiful soprano voice that you have given her, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you that she shares that beautiful talent with all of us, Lord. Lord, continue to bless Mother Fanny. Continue to keep Mother Fanny, Lord. Lord, continue to strengthen her, Lord, where she's weak. Prop her up, Lord, on every leaning side, Lord. Lord, Mother Fanny has a lot of experience with you, Lord, and we thank you that she can trust in you, Lord. Lord, she knows you because you have made her, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Mother Fanny and for the encouragement that she gives to all of us, Lord. Lord, we thank you that she is your daughter, Lord, And she's not ashamed, Lord, to let the world know what side she's standing on, Lord. Lord, you blessed her with many days, with many years, and we thank you for that, Lord. Just continue to keep her in your care, Lord. Bless her family and bless everything that she sets her hands to do. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray this morning for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, Father, we're so grateful to you, oh God. We're so grateful that you are our Lord, our King, our Savior, our Shepherd. I cover all of us in your precious blood, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If it had not been for you on our side, we don't know what we would be doing at this hour. But, Lord, I thank you for this time on Bible Storyland. I thank you for those who sang, who prayed, who preached the word. And, Lord, we honor your presence. You are almighty. Nobody's great like you. Nobody can compare to your greatness. So, Father, as we close out from Bible Storyland, but not from your presence, oh God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, walk with us today, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Lord, walk with us daily, Lord God. Forgive us, oh God. Oh God, lead us in a plain path, oh God, that we might come closer to you. You said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. We're trusting in you like never before.
Yes,
Lord, we lift up the President of the United States, the Cabinet, and all those, Lord God, who are running for office. Lord, you choose the ones whom you want in office, oh God.
My Lord.
No matter how the vote turns out, we know your vote is the only true vote. Hallelujah. So we praise and honor you this morning. We lift up our neighbors in every city in the nation, every city in every continent. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the senior citizens, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for walking with them, talking with them, being that constant companion that they need, oh God. Oh God, we lift up, as Pastor Donna said, oh God, the Henry family. Lord, she was a mighty woman of God, who walked this earth, and her purpose is now fulfilled. And so, Father, we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do on Bible Storyland in times to come. We honor you, the Most High God, in Jesus' name. So I say to each of you today, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and don't forget, praise the Lord every day. Spend time in the secret place. Spend time studying his word.
Yes, Lord.
His power in the word of God.
Yes, it is.
I love each one of you. Look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. Amen.